Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
As we getting through this lockdown, this circuit breaker lockdown, as they're calling it, a lot of restrictions in place, and one of them was, for the first few days at least, that we couldn't exercise, couldn't walk our doggies, and our papas were stuck inside with us. We can still, but it's, you know, we're pretty restricted. So I thought, let's get a pet behaviorist on the show. From Pooches at Play, now streaming on 10 Play, Lara Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Lara, as I just said, we're in a pretty harsh lockdown. We are, as of today, allowed to go out of the house and exercise our and walk our dogs, but we are still pretty restricted in what we can do. What kind of effect is that going to have on our dogs?
Yeah, dogs can really pick up. So first and foremost, they're going to pick up on some of our stress and anxiety if people are feeling that way. And of course, everyone at home and in the closed space can freak some dogs out a bit too much if they're not used to it. But also they are feeling that they're just frustrated because they haven't got their routine sorted. They're not able to get out and about like they normally would. And then again, that's going to cause anxiety at times and also a lot of boredom.
True. So I guess people think about their dog's physical health a lot, but a lot of people probably don't realise that the dogs are affected with their mental health as well from this kind of thing, the lockdowns and such. So why is it so important to think about our dog's mental wellness?
Look, it's something that most dog owners miss, and that is why we have such problem behaviours like barking, digging, chewing and other destructive behaviours and a lot of separation anxiety, because while people think, oh, I've taken my dog for a half-hour walk, the rest of the day, dogs are just, you know, laying around with nothing to do. And if you think about what they would be doing in the wild, they'd be spending their days out foraging for food, their brains would be working, their bodies would be active. And these days, they're just not doing that. So we are finding, you know, an increase in that anxiety and things like boredom. So it is really important that we engage their brains as much as we do their body.
So you're talking about brain games. What kind of games are we talking here? It's not just playing catch with them, is it?
No, that's right. I mean, there's obedience training is a really good thing to be doing with your dog all the time. But if you're spending more time at home than now, there's no excuses.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of that gets their brains working. But even just fun games, like I love the treat treasure hunt, where you can, if you've got a big backyard, you can start inside if they've never played it before. But using treats or even their kibble, with them watching you at the start, you hide it around and then let them go find it. And as they get better at it, you can then have them in another room and go hide it in the backyard and put it on cue. And it's a game that it taps into their sense of smell as well, which releases endorphins in a dog. So that's a great one for getting them having fun looking for their food rather than just being fed in a food bowl.
Yeah, right.
So that's a real good one. And then, of course, we do have the games that, you know, the physical games like tug of war and fetch and frisbee. They're just good to get some extra energy out of your dog and also help build your bond with them as well.
Yeah. Now, I'm pretty lucky here to have a nice big backyard in Renmark, but others in the Riverland, I know a few people that rely a lot on the dog park or taking them for multiple walks a day to get enough physical activity in. And obviously, we're a bit locked down at the moment. Do you have any tips for people with smaller backyards that might not have enough space for their dog to run around?
Yeah, again, it's all about using up their energy inside the house then. So even games like one that, again, taps into their brain, and my mum loves playing her dog inside hide and seek. So, you know, go hide yourself in a room and call out to your dog and watch them come looking for you. That's always a bit of fun when they find you.
So cute.
And again, you can play the treat treasure hunt inside of the home as well. You can teach them. There's so many different games that you can teach them and tricks like tidy up your toy box. So, you know, that's always a good little one. And just all those different skills like, you know, say your prayers, you know, ringing the bell. There's a lot of games and tricks out there that now's the time to try them out, really.
Yeah, I guess people are looking for more indoor activities with their dogs too, now that we're reaching 40-degree days.
Yes.
It sounds pretty good to me to stay inside.
Yes.
Lara, thank you so much. We're going to get into 10 Play and rewatch all the Pooches at Play because it sounds like you've got some great advice for us dog owners. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll chat again soon.
Pleasure. Thanks.